welcome back this beautiful Sunday, Christmas Eve. And this is Steve Shank, and this is Fearless Radio that you're listening to. And Jim Phillips is on board with me for our second hour. And he's a key member of the Fearless Task Force. And remember what we mean by fearless. This is not a bunch of guys running around saying, hey, we're not afraid to say anything. What this is putting together programs that can allow you folks, all of us, to be a part of a system where we get ourselves prepared and become as independent as we possibly can become, that we may be fearless of losing our freedoms, that we may be fearless of whatever may come along. The ideal circumstances, and please take this in the spirit that it's intended, is if we are properly prepared for all contingencies that we can imagine, we literally can say, I don't care what happens, I am ready. That is freedom. And Jim, just before we came across the hour break, you were holding forth with regard to the fact that these programs that the emergency preparedness programs that you have structured are for the average person, not folks that are going to ultimately be out there, as you say, with a loincloth and a rock and coming back fully clothed and well-being. That would be great. But the time we have, and, you know, one thing occurred to me is, you know, we give out this information and we have people really getting excited about getting out of debt, getting the food supplies in, getting the programs that you have on DVDs, and then they kind of do nothing. One of the things that I can imagine is if you were teaching people how to go out and eat grubs and live in some sort of a temporary shelter or whatever and all, there would be even greater resistance to getting started than what we have trying to say, okay, stay in your home, handle these situations as close to what you're used to as possible, and we still have folks that are waiting and not quite getting going. Can you imagine what it'd be like if we were trying to say, okay, guys, we're going to train you for a month, and you're going to be able to go out and live in any kind of a temporary shelter and be able to forage for food? What kind of immediate response do you think we'd get for that, Jim?
Yeah, it's pretty darn small. It's fun. It's interesting, but there's just a very small number of people that have an interest in going through that much pain.
Yeah.
And it is painful, is the bottom line. But if you learn how to do it, it does. You know, it doesn't have to be any more painful than it must be. But quite frankly, it's unpleasant because I've done those things. I can do those things, and I'm willing to do them. But most people will not sign up for that program. We're talking about what we can do for families that are practical. In fact, when I first authored this series of classes and started teaching it, I called it Practical Preparedness Principles, because it has to be practical or you just lose people.
Yeah.
So the whole approach is, how do we make this as practical as we can? And that's what we're all about. If somebody wants to learn these skills, I've got people I can plug them into that'll take you out there and teach you how to nap arrow heads, you know, and build all these things. I build wilderness beds, and I can build a bow drill and build fire, and I've started flyers with flint and steel and all those things. It's a lot of fun to do that, but it's not practical for most people to learn now. Let's get them to where they can live for a few months, and they may then be, you know, during some extreme emergencies, and then they may be motivated to learn, and they'll find people who can teach them.
Yep, we've got the 5 minute coming up, and let's pursue that in just the other side of this little break.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. I've got Jim Phillips on board. And we were talking about the preparedness, the emergency preparedness, and why we don't get heavily involved, why Jim, in his very, very masterfully orchestrated programs, doesn't... Hey, that's impressive, isn't it? Masterfully orchestrated programs?
Yeah, okay. That's a very kind way of saying, look, I'm just a goofy guy that's been stumbling around for 20 years and I figured something out. So that's a nice way of putting it.
I got a quarter coming for that from somebody.
You do. Look, if you make enough mistakes and try and learn from it, you have something that's masterfully coordinated.
Yeah, well, all the listeners have heard me say before, my daddy used to say sometimes, even a blind hog can root up an acorn once in a while.
That's right. That's part of what we want to teach people is we've had enough pain along the way, and I'm not a tough guy when you come down to it. I mean, you can be as tough as you choose to. That's a mental, emotional thing. But I'm not into suffering. I'm not into just trying to see how much I can put up with and say, boy, aren't I tough.
Yeah.
I want to avoid as much of that as I possibly can for as long as I can. So that's what we try and teach people to do here. This program and the way it's put together, people that have listened have heard me actually go down kind of this list, because the next thing after the your true needs and priorities, which is the foundation, is the clothing issue and cold weather. Here we are right in the middle of winter, and I'm looking outside, and tonight it's going to be, I don't know, in our area, it'll be close to zero, not quite. And I'm going like, you know, I could go outside tonight, no fire, no shelter, myself and my family, putting on this clothing that we've developed and we teach people to make. We could go outside and spend the night and tomorrow night and the next night and the night after if we had to. It'd be just fine. It's inconvenient as heck to be outside on a night like this, but we won't be hurt and we won't have to suffer. That's what it's all about, as far as I'm concerned. So if we have an earthquake and this house falls down, heck, we're moved outside, fine. We'll be all right because we know how to deal with it, and it's about the clothing that makes that possible in the cold weather. Now, even if you have your house and it didn't fall down or get blown away or didn't get driven out of it, you're in your house, you just don't have any utilities, and the house is 20 degrees, how are you going to take care of that? Wood-burning stove, maybe for a few people, and kerosene heaters, perhaps, if you can stand the smell and the mess. But why don't you just let the house get cold and just wear the right clothing that lets you live in them 24/7 and don't worry about your heat?
Yeah, the thing that I've said many, many times on this program that just impressed the daylights out of me when I first saw you do it, and I've seen you do it many times since then, but Jim and I were doing a seminar, and it was kind of the first time that I'd seen his whole deal, because we kind of have been speaking at different ends of the time frame. But he walks in, takes this big, he brings stuff with him when he does one of these seminars. But anyway, he takes this suit of clothing, throws it on the table that he works off from in front of the group of people, and he says, "There, folks, is your 2-year supply of heating fuel." And, you know, as a result, it came out that it cost about $150-$175 to put that in, and I was sitting there. We have a wood-burning stove in one of our locations, and we do not have restrictions that say that you can't burn it because it's up on top of a plateau in Idaho. But the fact is that how big a pile of wood does it take, Jim?
Sure. To heat your house at the lifestyle comfort you're used to right now, like you run with the thermostat in the furnace, the pile of wood that it takes to heat your house for 2 years at that level is the same size as the house.
Oh, jeez.
I have some people say, wait a minute, we had pioneers that heated with wood, and they didn't have that big of a pile. We have to realize, first off, they had a house the size of your kitchen, and they didn't try and heat the whole darn thing. They just heated one area, and they cooked, and so they had a smaller pile of wood. We're talking about living the way that you and I are used to living right now, comfortably. It takes a massive amount of wood to do that. It's a lot of BTUs, is the bottom line.
Oh, absolutely, and the thing is, look at the trouble. Do you know, before I ran into you, Jim, one of the big issues was, how do we provide the fuel to heat the house when we know electricity is going to go down and that fan on the furnace is not going to pump the air around and we're not going to have probably gas to run the furnace or whatever the other fuel is? And it's a big distress. I told you last week about a family that's actually spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a geothermal system, and as a result, they could have put in their entire 3 or 4 or 5 year supply of food and had everything else taken care of just for the cost of creating that Maginot line. Do you remember what a Maginot line is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The line you can go around.
Yeah, a line you can go around. Folks, for your brief information, at the end of the war to end all wars, which is World War One, the French built something called the Maginot Line, which is a bunch of artillery emplacement that crossfired each other right along the border so that the Germans couldn't come, you know, across there. And the guns pointed toward Germany. And then World War II came along, and the Panzer Division rolled up to look at the guns and proceeded to just roll around them, and they couldn't turn their stinking guns around to shoot them in the back. And so that's the Maginot Line, and that's what we have to be careful of as we're preparing our homes. Yes, we need to have that home in good condition so that we can maintain a reasonably comfortable lifestyle and have reasonable amounts of food, but realize also there may come circumstances where you have to leave that, and you need to be be flexible. And this clothing that Jim is talking about is the most security conscious issue that I can imagine. It's just absolutely, you got that funny looking doughboy suit there, you know, and what Jim says is true. You can let the temperature in your house go to wherever it needs to go, drain the pipes so you don't have them freezing, but that suit is just wonderful. Keep on going. I interrupt you too long, Jim.
Well, you know, if somebody came to my house and said, we have this new way that we're going to deal money with money and how you're going to pay, and you have to use this card or this ID number or this chip, whatever it is, that's how we can keep the heat on in your house, you know, keep the natural gas coming and the electricity coming. If you don't have an alternative, what are you going to do? You're going to go like, well, either I freeze to death or I sign up for this program. My approach is very simple. Since I know how to take care of myself without any heat in my home, let me show you where to disconnect the stuff. Dig up the pipes. Take down the line. I don't care. I don't need your program because I can stand independent in that area. That's when we talk about being practical. I've got a friend who has a 1,000-gallon propane tank buried in his front yard. That's his backup fuel. And he has a stand-down generator, and he also has a photovoltaic system on the roof so he can run things. And in his preparedness, he spent, I don't know, $200,000, $250,000 outfitting this house and those things, which is wonderful. But the order of priority says after you've taken care of everything else, then you put those things in. You've got to have the food, the water, the sanitation, the clothing, and you need to have the ability to leave if you need to. And then when you have money left over, heck, put in the photovoltaics. I look forward to perhaps doing that on my house someday, but it's down the priority list. It's not on the A list. That's on the D list. That's where we talk about being practical and getting the priorities right in how you take care of yourself short-term and long-term.
Well, and the interesting thing is that what I run into so often is the when I get done with this, then I'll get to that type of syndrome. Folks, we don't have the time to wait until we get all of the food supply in before we start on the debt reduction or vice versa, or before we start getting the little round balls to plug up the toilet so we don't have back flushing on our toilets and get the cold weather clothing ready. It needs to be done now, and we can do all of it now. Some of it is not extremely money intensive. Some of it will actually make you money. But the fact is that the idea that I run into, and it's another way of procrastinating, I think, Jim, and that's the fact that I've heard, well, we've got, as soon as we get our cards paid off and out of debt, then we'll start working on the food, or then we'll send in the $15 a month to Jim and have him send out the DVDs. And then we've got these four or five DVDs. We haven't taken the time to look at them yet, but as soon as we get done with Christmas, then we'll start looking at those. And as soon as we get done with the next birthday or the next vacation, as soon as, you know, we can, it just, folks, we don't have time to mess around with that. The Fearless Task Force is here. We got the stuff. Get started at all of it right now. And just trust us for a minute. But the beautiful thing is, Jim, how have you seen that it makes people feel when they finally have, and we were talking about the clothing, let's just say the clothing, when they have the clothing for every member of their family, what have you seen the response there?
One of my biggest payoffs in all of this, and it's been with the clothing and some of the other things, is some of the very kind letters that I get. Some of them are just short little notes and emails, just the expressions of how people feel knowing that they can be okay, knowing that even in a recreational setting that they're okay. I mean, this isn't all just about emergency. It's about, hey, what if you wanted to go out and play in the snow right now? What if you want to go up to the mountains and build an igloo, you know, next weekend with me or something like that? Well, to know that you could actually do that and do it comfortably, and I do get some very kind letters from people that I appreciate, and that's part of my payoff.
There you go.
We've made a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely, and we've got a little break coming up, and then we'll get back and twist Jim's arm a little bit more here. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're back at you this beautiful, wintry Christmas Eve, and we're with Jim Phillips. And I can only think of two people I'd rather be with on a beautiful wintry Christmas Eve night than Jim Phillips. Two other people that I'd rather be with, unfortunately, yeah. Jim.
I hope so. Thank you.
Anyway, let's continue on. I think you probably had a couple statements to finish. We've been talking about the clothing. That's extremely key. The next thing I'd like to talk about when you get done with any further comments you have there is the issue of cooking.
Okay. And I'll do about a couple of things on the way to cooking real quick. Just on the clothing, if you want to read some more about it, you can go to our new website. And there's some articles you can download on there. Print them out and study them. Give them away. That address I'll give you in a second. If somebody says, look, I'm not connected to the Internet, I'll tell you what. Send me a self-addressed stamp envelope with two stamps on it because this is a two-ounce letter I'm going to return to you. I will give you the copies. You got to pay your postage. Send me a Sazy with two stamps on it, and I'll take these same articles that are on the Internet, print them out, and mail them to you if you can't get online. We've got four articles that are up right now, and I'm going to have 30, 40, 50, 100 in the coming months as fast as they can get produced and as I find some of my own old materials. They'll be there for people to read for free.
You know what we need to do, Jim? You know what we need to do? You know that phone tree that I just announced to the people with the 800 number where they can call in and listen to the debt reduction program and they can listen to the food thing? We need to record a description of what's over in the emergency preparedness end of things than the food.
Yeah.
Not the food, but the clothing.
We'll put that up there, and people can come get it. But here's the web address. It's preparemyfamily.com. Lower left-hand button says library. There's four articles. You link to them. They're PDFs. You can print them out, make copies, give them away. You have the right to do that. Just copy them in their entirety, please, so I don't get taken out of context. And you've got them there, or send me a Fazy with two stamps on it. I'll give you the copies. You pay the postage, and send that to Jim Phillips at Post Office Box 584. And that's Jim Phillips Box 584, Spring City, Utah. Spring City, Utah, 84662. You don't even have to put anything in there. When a Fazy shows up with two stamps on it, I know what it means. We'll print them, and we'll drop it right back in the mail to you. And you can read them if you can't get online. Otherwise, go online and read them for free.
Sounds good.
We'll have more in the future.
With regard to contact information, guys, on the phone tree that we put up, if you're curious or need information on the food supplies, the emergency food supplies, long-term storable stuff, or the debt program, where you can have your situation evaluated, doesn't cost you a thing. You can also get moving through and get everything paid off in extremely short periods of time, no matter what your situation is. Call 800-605-5868. That's 800-605-5868. That's a recorded message. That will get you an understanding, an overview of the debt reduction and the food issues. And in addition to that, if you need to get in touch with us right away and just do it directly by phone, call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. And on the web, it's E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. So that's spelled E, the letter E, FOODS, direct, DIRECT, .com. If you want to get an email directly to me, just put steve@efoodsdirect.com. Or if you want to do a general one, do info@efoodsdirect.com. Okay. Now, what else did you want to cover on the way to cooking?
Well, just kind of in some of the order of priority of things and what people need to learn about. You asked about the programs we teach. Next is water. You don't live long without water. You've got to have water that's expedient that you've stored. You need to learn how to purify and replenish that water should the surface water around you be contaminated. So we teach a couple hours in water. Sanitation is critically important. And you've got to learn how to take care of that up front, because when some of these events come, one of the biggest things you face is a very contaminated environment. You get sick from it, you die from it, your food and your water didn't do you any good, and your clothing didn't do you any good. You get cholera and you have everything else and you die from cholera, what's the point? So sanitation is an extremely important thing to be aware of. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be teaching people. We also teach about nutrition, about shelter, about wellness, and then tools and supplies. And it's in tools we talk about cooking. So I kind of gave you the order, so now we can come into cooking. The thing about cooking is this. First off, don't have everything that has to be cooked. As a matter of fact, you'd like to eat a lot of your foods live. You like to eat them in their more natural living state if you can. And we'll talk about that in cooking in a minute.
Okay, be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. We are back at you with Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and we have, as oftentimes usual, Jim Phillips on board, and we're talking a little bit about the end of the spectrum that is his expertise. We were just getting into the cooking issue. One of the things, Jim, that I respond with families, you know, a lot of the foods that we're shipping out through JMS are raw, but they're dry, and so they need water added, which you already pointed out is extremely important. People are used to having foods cooked. One of the things that I have suggested from time to time is one of the least volatile fuels and most storable would be charcoal briquettes and Dutch oven cookery. I'm sure that you probably have something better than that, so lay it on our listeners and help them out.
Well, when you say better, I don't know. It depends on what your situation is, where it is, what you have. If you have a Dutch oven and a lot of charcoal briquettes and you have nothing else, man, that's the best thing you can do. I believe that you really want to have a variety of fuels and appliances to use those fuels in. But before that, you know, you said a lot of the foods that are in your supply are they're raw, they're dried, right?
Yep.
Do they have to be cooked in order to consume them?
Absolutely not. In fact, we have quite a few raw foodists. That have worked with us, and they can soak them in cold water, They can semi-steam them, which is one of the issues with some of the health and nutrition people. And also one of the things that we press really hard is not just individual seeds for sprouting, but a mixture of nutritionally compatible seeds to be sprouted.
Yeah, so you have foods that you can, in the number 10 cans, you can open up most of those foods, and if you didn't have a way of cooking them and you didn't want to take time to soak them, you can just munch them and crunch them down. Now, I know the carrots are pretty hard, by the way, but most everything else you can crunch down pretty good, or just let them soak in some water. You don't have to cook these foods. Now, I love cooking. I love cooking on a campfire. I love Dutch oven cooking. I've done those things, thousands of meals that way. I enjoy doing it. I prefer doing that. But the point is this. You don't necessarily have to cook everything. A lot of the some of the other food programs and some of the stored foods, and I'm evaluating one right now. A company gave them to me. Go through this food. You couldn't eat this stuff uncooked the way that it's made. And it's okay. Well, I guess you could, but, boy, is it going to be unpleasant to try and choke that powdered stuff down with all the stuff mixed together. And so it has that disadvantage. So, number one, you would like to have a lot of your foods that don't demand or don't require that they be cooked. You can eat them raw and uncooked. And one of the things that you mentioned that's so important we teach people about, and that is sprouting. It's vital that you learn how to take these sleeping foods and wake them up. Here's my food groups: live foods, sleeping foods, dying foods, dead foods, and deadly foods. Avoid the deadly foods completely. Get them out of your diet. You may end up eating some foods that are dead and dying, but what you really want to eat is a live food, and some of it comes from these sleeping foods, which is these seeds, these magic little packages that were created for us that will store for years when you store them right. Soak them in some water in a warm environment after you've drained them, and these guys come back to life, and there's your fresh foods that you can eat year-round, all the time.
Absolutely, and one of the reasons that that we are so hard on some of the food supply retailers is that they try and make their foods look to people as though they're convenient and what they're used to, and they don't point out the fact that the best food to store is food that has been dried straight from fresh raw, so that you cook with it just like you do out of the garden, and you have the nutrition. The pre-prepared, the semi-cooked, and the flour-based products, folks, do not store well, and they're false food. You're spending significantly more for them than you need to. That's why we tell folks to, before you do anything rash, like get up on the internet and buy one of these packages, that you at least touch base with the Fearless Task Force through the food portion of that is J. Michael Stevens Group. I gave you the eFoods Direct and the 800 number before. But what Jim is talking about is you must have food in your supply, as much of it as you possibly can that can be gotten the most nutrition out of it as possible, and that would be raw, and if you need to add some water back, but you need to have the food that are as close to what you're used to eating, and they have to be ready to go just the way they are without having been prepared and worked over before you got them.
Absolutely. That's amen to that statement, and that's important. And I know that you point out that during emergency situations, you're under a lot of stress. You need better nutrition then than you probably need now when life is kind of easy and you have this heated house and you can turn on the TV and kick back and relax. And heck, you don't have as much stress on your life and your nutrition. You want it to be better than it is now, but your body doesn't demand it quite as much. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you're fighting for survival, you need good food. Nutrition dense foods and not a bunch of fillers and flours and sugars and phony kinds of stuff in there, because all that does is just stress your body some more, and you don't need that.
Well, those are your dangerous foods, or those deadly foods that you talk about, a lot of them.
That's right, and a lot of people store a lot of deadly foods, unfortunately, because they're convenient and it's what you normally eat and things like that, and all that stuff does is overload your body's eliminating systems, trying to keep you alive, you've got enough stress in an emergency. You don't want to have the snacky crackies and the other stuff in there that's full of sugar and artificial flavors and colors. It's not good for you now, and it's worse for you in an emergency.
Well, the most dangerous, commonly held misconception, Jim, that I run into on the food issue, the most dangerous one, is, well, if you're hungry enough, you can eat anything.
Sort of true, yes, but...
It is true, but the people that make statements like that have probably never been hungry enough to have to eat anything. The fact that you can eat it
doesn't mean that it's good for you. Yes, you can choke some of that stuff down and you might eat it, but what's it going to do to your body and how's it going to sustain your life?
Well, and the thing is, what you were pointing out earlier is the real danger. When people are under stress, every vitamin mineral company in the country has some sort of executab or stress tab or something like that for people who are under higher degrees of stress because they flat out burn up B vitamins faster than anything else. And people who are under stress is the most dangerous thing that we have. It is the basis of all of the killers, the diabetes, the heart disease, and all of this cancer, all of this stuff. And when we are under stress, we desperately need significantly better nutrition than we can survive on under normal circumstances. And believe me, when things hit and the emergencies that Jim is trying to train us for are right there in our face, that is more stress than anyone out there has experienced. I don't care what kind of a stockbroker or what kind of a day trader or whatever the heck you are that is stressful. This is real stress, and it takes real nutrition to deal with. That's the most common misconception that I hear about, Jim.
Yes, it is. And I see a lot of the stored foods, and they base the number of meals that you can get out of them on the 1,200 calorie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, well, yeah, you'll stay alive at 1,200 calories if you just lay around. But if you're out there, you know, hustling to save your hiney from whatever it is you're either trying to get away from or how you're trying to take care of your family and people around you, 1,200 calories is not going to cut it.
You know what,
so
the bare bones?
That in the calorie count, you know, it's got, you know, 300 servings or 300 meals that are in there. Yeah, 1,200 calories, because that's kind of the minimum survival. Okay, well, now you can calculate it and say, all right, that's not 300, it's 150, or it's 100.
They calculated that in some of the more favorable prison camps during World War II, the German prison camps, concentration camps, that an 1,100 calorie diet was what it took to keep them just minimally alive.
And semi-functional but not strong, and they weren't strong enough to, you know, cause a lot of trouble. That's one of the other reasons you keep people half-starved. They're kind of like weak mentally and emotionally and physically, and so they're not going to give you a lot of trouble, but yet they'll stay alive so you can use them.
Yeah, well, which brings up another very interesting concept, just as an aside. We have a lot of folks say, well, golly gee, if I have food stored, then somebody, you know, the mobs and these other people will just come and take it away from me. What has happened in other countries is similar to what happened in the concentration camps. When people start to be hungry, when they start to starve, they don't have the energy to go out and riot and raise Cain. What they do is quietly sit down and die.
Yes.
They become very lethargic. And so, here again, the issue of nutrition. You know, Vince Lombardi made an interesting statement. He said, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And that was one of the arguments that he had for his football players getting, you know, good rest and not partying so much.
Yep.
But bad nutrition, poor nutrition, or philosophically incorrect nutrition, you know, the concept that, well, we'll just put in some cheap stuff and, you know, you can live on anything if you're hungry enough. All of those philosophies, the first thing that happens when people suffer nutritionally is they become fatigued. They lose energy. They lose will. They lose determination. They lose the mental ability to resist and be powerful in their decision making and their resolve and attitude fails severely. They become discouraged.
Yeah,
all nutritional.
Two kinds of fatigue. One of them is the physical fatigue, which is hard on you. But the other one, this is the real killer, that's the mental, emotional fatigue when people just give up. And it's hard to overcome that when you're, you know, nutritionally starved. It's hard to have the, if you will, the moxie inside of you that says, I'll keep my attitude up, I'll keep my willpower up, even though I'm suffering physically. And people do it. You know, you read the stories, and I watch the stories of people that go through horrific survival situations, and it was their will that got them through because the body was not making it, but their will kept them going. But that's not a good way to live.
But the problem is, Jim, here's the other problem. They're the few that survived to tell the story.
That's right.
The only ones that you read about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A lot of those people were trained to do that kind of thing because they were the outdoorsman type. They were the mountain climbers that got themselves in trouble. So they were already practicing some of these things. They were a little better trained than, I'll say, the average individual and the average family is. And that's not to put anybody down, but it's just a reality of where people are that haven't experienced these things. They're just not trained and experienced beforehand, and so they're more at risk is what it comes down to.
But the only reason that you read about them, the only reason that you read their book is because they were exceptional.
That's right.
What about the people you don't hear about, that you don't read the books, that didn't live through it or survive through it to be able to write the stinking book about what it took to make it happen?
That's the majority. That's why we want to prepare people beforehand, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, so that you can deal with these things. Rather than have to be what I call a reactor, reacting to the situation, you want to be prepared because that allows you to respond. And there's a huge difference between reacting and responding. People that react get into trouble in a hurry. They make mistakes. They don't make it. People that are prepared to respond properly, they, in fact, can make it. They have a much higher survival rate. So that's what it's about. That's what this program is about, is teaching people to prepare so they can respond properly to no matter what is going on around them.
Well, and back to the cooking issue, if we can. We've established that it'd be nice to have a bunch of briquettes and Dutch oven cookery, and it takes a little bit of practice to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
And also the fact that it'd be good to have that fresh sprout garden going for you every single day. And you can grow those sprouts in 2 to 3 days, folks.
Right.
And you keep a little garden rotating, and you do that in your home, and that works. Putting that all together, are there any other concepts of food preparation that you have found that would be useful for us?
Well, when you talk about cooking, it depends on what you have available for fuels. What are the fuels that you have? Let's list them real quickly. You have the solid fuels like the charcoal briquettes. You have wood, and you have coal. Those are the most common ones. If you live in the middle of a forest and have a lot of wood around you, great. Use that. If you live in town and you have a lot of regulations against which you can store charcoal briquettes, there's no regulations. There's no safety hazard with those things. Store them in their original bag, which is plastic lined, and put them inside of, I like to put them in, trash cans with lids on them so they're kept safe, and those briquettes will store for decades. They'll store a long period of time. Learn how to use them. You don't have to use a whole lot of them. That's your solid fuels. Then you have liquid fuels. You have gasoline, white gas, a kerosene, diesel fuel. They're all very similar there. And you have, what did I miss? Gasoline, white gas, kerosene, and alcohols. Those are your liquid fuels. Depends on what you have available. I was in a situation a few years ago where there was an industrial process that was literally throwing away isopropyl alcohol. If you could just bring a barrel, or they'd charge you for the barrel, and you could get a barrel full for the cost of the drum. Well, that was a good price. And so
yeah.
In a few drums of that, I have that available. So keep your ear to the ground and look out what's going on around you, and you may find some of these things that are low cost. Never, ever use gasoline or white gas appliances inside in a closed environment. That is meant to be in the open air only. That stuff will kill you inside your house, inside your tent. A tent is not open air. So white gas lanterns or gasoline lanterns and stoves must be used in the open air. You can use kerosene inside. It's kind of smelly, but it's fairly safe inside. And you can use the alcohols inside fairly safely also. The ethyl alcohol, grain alcohol, being the safest of all. They all give off some combustion products. Then you have your gaseous fuels like propane and butane that can be used very nicely inside, and they don't give off the carbon monoxide. And that's the problem with the gasoline and the white gas. Carbon monoxide, copious amounts, it'll kill you. I lost a friend to it. I speak from experience of somebody else dying from carbon monoxide in a tent.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, let's catch that after this next break, folks. Be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks. We're just about to wrap up our Sunday, Christmas Eve, 2-hour session with Fearless Radio. Jim, we were talking just before we took this last break about the dangers of carbon monoxide. Go into that a little bit.
Well, that is one of the very hazardous things that we may face using different fuels. Some of them have a tendency to produce more carbon monoxide than others. Gasoline is the biggest, the worst one in this area. It's really, really bad. Whether it's white gas, or unleaded fuel, it makes no difference. It produces a lot of carbon monoxide, accumulates in the blood, blocks the red blood cells from being able to absorb oxygen, and you suffocate from it, and it doesn't come out of your body easily. It takes time. It's not a pleasant way to die in the process.
It's also cumulative, isn't it?
It's cumulative. That's the problem. Now, it will come out over time, but it's going to take many, many hours and several days for this stuff to come back out of the blood. And so if you just have a very small amount in the air and you keep breathing it and breathing it and you're in that air, it keeps accumulating and accumulating to the point where you literally it becomes life-threatening to you. So you have to be very careful about using any kind of a motor fuel, white gas, gasoline type of appliance in a closed area. It must be open air. A tent is not open air. An igloo or snow cave is not open air. You've got to be outside with those. I use them all the time, but they're outside. So depending on what you have for fuels and availability and the appliances, I believe you should have a variety of them. Actually, I have all of the fuels as a part of my storage and a way to use them, with the exception of coal. That's one that I don't have right now, and I'll add some in because I'm close to where I can get some coal now, so I'll put it into my supplies. But you've got to have the appliances that allow you to use it, different kinds of stoves and or fuel-burning devices, whatever you want to call them, get a variety of them. Now you're not tied to one single source, because in the future when you're trying to replenish your supplies, and if only things you had burned white gas, but there's no white gas available, but you've got lots of kerosene, you've got a problem, or anything else. So you understand, that's why variety is best.
Flexibility and variety. Well, we're just about wrapped up here, Jim. Give your contact information again for the folks.
Contact information on the website, it is preparemyfamily.com, and there's free downloads of information there. Phone number is 435-462-3417. Or send me a SAISI with two stamps on it, and I'll send you all the articles on the Internet if you can't download them. That would be to Box 584, Spring City, Utah, 84662, and we'll be glad to send those things to you.
Perfect. And for those of you that want to get an overview of the debt reduction program and the food supply program, call 800-605-5868. 800-605-5868. And those of you that need to reach the Fearless Task Force, J. Michael Stevens Group, headquarters, 800-409-5633. And on the web, for information on the food and also to get information to us, it's efoodsdirect.com. Do it steve@efoodsdirect.com. or info@efoodsdirect.com. And it looks like we're just about wrapped up, Jim. I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week. And meanwhile, folks, remember this. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.